Good afternoon. It's good to be here in the house of the Lord with you today. I'm very honored to be giving my sermon. This will be my first time up here, so I'm glad that God will use me to impart his word to you all, and I hope that you know, he'll be able to reach someone possibly through this sermon today. So we will be reading from Job 1:1-12. And when I was planning to give my message, I was thinking about what I would speak about. Let us go to the, let's pray first before I begin. Thank you. Thank you, Lord, for allowing us to be here today and fellowship with you, Lord. And we just love to praise and worship your name, for you're worthy to be praised, Lord. We thank you for what you have done and what you continue to do, Lord, and what you will do in the future. Lord, I ask you that you might use me to speak to someone here, Lord, who needs to know your word, Lord, and just be a vessel for you, Lord. I ask all these things in no one's name but thine, Christ's sake. Amen. Amen. So, yes, I was thinking about what I would speak on, and I was very interested in Job because we all learned that as, you know, younger children about what Job went through and his suffering and how he was restored. But I just wanted to go in deeper and see what exactly he went through and how I can apply this to my life. And so that's what I chose to read to go into. So I'm going to read Job 1-12, Job 1:1-12, and then I will go into greater detail. So there was a man in the land of Uz whose name was Job, and that man was perfect and upright, and one that feared God and eschewed evil. And there were born unto him 7 sons and 3 daughters. His substance also was 7,000 sheep and 3,000 camels. And 500 yoke of oxen, and 500 she-asses, and a very great household, so that this man was the greatest of all the men of the east. And his sons went and feasted in their houses, every one his day, and sent and called for their 3 sisters to eat and to drink with them. And it was so, when the days of their feasting were gone about, that Job sent and sanctified them, and rose up early in the morning, and offered burnt offerings according to the number of them all. But Job said, "It may be that my sons have sinned and cursed God in their hearts." Thus did Job continually. Now there was a day when the sons of God came to present themselves before the Lord, and Satan came also among them. And the Lord said unto Satan, "Whence comest thou?" Then Satan answered the Lord and said, "From going to and fro in the earth, and from walking up and down in it." And the Lord said unto Satan, "Hast thou considered my servant Job, that there is none like him in the earth, a perfect and an upright man, one that feareth God and escheweth evil?" Then Satan answered the Lord and said, "Doth Job fear God for naught? Hast not thou made an hedge about him, and about his house, and about all that he hath on every side? Thou hast blessed the work of his hands, and his substance is increased in the land. But put forth thine hand now, and touch all that he hath, and he will curse thee to thy face." And the Lord said unto Satan, "Behold, all that he hath is in thy power. Only upon himself put not forth thine hand." So Satan went forth from the presence of the Lord. So it's interesting here that it speaks about Job, and it speaks of how he was a wealthy man, and he had an abundance of cattle and land, and he was basically living his best life. It says he was a worthy man of note and eminency, a magistrate, a man in authority. He was a religious man, one that feared God. He worshipped him according to his will and governed himself by the rules of the divine law in everything. And basically, he dreaded the thought of doing wrong. Basically, he was prosperous and yet pious. So in this first chapter, we see Job's obedience, and we marveled about how he went about his day and he upholded the laws of the Lord and he cared for his children, even burning sacrifices for them. And then we see that this conflict, I would call it a confrontation, but it wasn't really. It was Satan coming to meet with God and them having discussion about Job. And it's so interesting that he brings up Job and says, hey, what about my servant Job? Have you seen him? Look what he's doing. He's a good guy. He's a great guy. Satan says, yeah, but you gave him everything. If you take away that, he'll curse you to your face. So that's what sets up this test, which God allows for Satan to bring this test to Job. And I just wanted to see in this sermon, how do, not only in the story, but how in life do we respond to both favor and also failure? So how is our response like when everything's against us and when everything is for us? Is it the same or is it different? Do we call upon God the same way? Because sometimes in life, unlike Job, I don't give thanks to God for what he's doing. Only when things are tough, like you tend to look to God in your times of trouble, but I think God is calling for us to do that all the time. So I imagine that is why God cherished Job and appreciated his loyalty. And we also have to be loyal. I want to go into the second part of the first chapter just to see what happens when Job is confronted by this test of Satan. So Job 1:13. And there was a day when his sons and daughters were eating and drinking wine in their eldest brother's house, and there came a messenger unto Job and said, the oxen were plowing and the asses feeding beside them, and the Sabaeans fell upon them and took them away. Yea, they have slain the servants with the edge of the sword, and I only am escaped alone to tell thee. While he was yet speaking, there came also another and said, the fire of God has fallen from heaven and hath burned up the sheep and the servants and consumed them, and I only am escaped alone to tell thee. While he was yet speaking, there came also another and said, the Chaldeans made out three bands and fell upon the camels and have carried them away, yea, and slain the servants with the edge of the sword, and I only am escaped to tell thee. While he was yet speaking, there came also another and said, thy sons and thy daughters were eating and drinking wine in their eldest brother's house. And behold, there came a great wind from the wilderness and smote the four corners of the house, and it fell upon the young man, and they are dead, and I only am escaped alone to tell thee. Then Job arose and rent his mantle and shaved his head and fell down upon the ground and worshipped and said, naked came I out of my father's womb, and naked shall I return thither. The Lord gave, and the Lord hath taken away. Blessed be the name of the Lord. In all this Job sinned not, nor charged God foolishly. So we look upon Job and how he responded to this time of trial and tribulation. Not only was his cattle taken away, his livelihood basically, his land was destroyed, his servants were killed, and indeed his own children died all at once. And in this time, Job took it upon himself to still say, blessed be the name of the Lord. And I see like this was given to us in the scriptures as an example of how we should respond when there are trials and tribulations. But also, we see that when Job had it all, he also responded in kind with being an example to God. And I feel like this is how we should respond all the time when in the times of trouble or in times when everything is all right, we should say, blessed be the name of the Lord. So I just want to look upon, go back and see in Job 1:8. And the Lord said unto Satan, hast thou considered my servant Job, that there is none like him in the earth, a perfect and an upright man, one that feareth God and escheweth evil? Now, this is very impressive that God would pick out Job to tell Satan about and honor him in this way. And I read in a commentary that it's almost like to anticipate his accusations as if he had said, Satan, I know thy errand, thou hast come to inform against Job, but hast thou considered him? Does not his unquestionable character give thee the lie? God knows all the malice of the devil and his instruments against his servants. And this is showing we have an advocate in God. He is there for us no matter what. So it may seem like God is like, hey, here's Job. Go, you know, but he's actually standing up for Job, and he knows what the devil is about, and he's there for us in our time when we need him, even before we are accused. So we go on in this conversation between God and Satan. It says Satan did not seem, I'm saying Satan did not seem at all impressed with what God was saying. He said, then Satan answered the Lord in Job 1:9. Satan answered the Lord and said, doth Job fear God for naught? And then he goes on to say that God has blessed him greatly. Job 1:11, but put forth thine hand now and touch all that he hath, and he will curse thee to thy face. So as I stated before, Satan believes that if you take everything away from Job, he would turn away from God. So after God allows Satan to put Job to the test and truly see if you will remain faithful, we see that Job responded with still blessing the Lord. And so I go forward and I say, how do we handle favor and how do we handle hardship? Because as Christians, we should respond the same way all the time. In Thessalonians 5:18, it says, in everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. So the servant Job, upholding the name of God when he was favored and blessed. I know sometimes when everything is going well for me, I neglect to adequately give God thanks that he deserves. And I only tend to pray when I need something or I need forgiveness. And this is not what God wants for us. We should praise him day and night because he is worthy of all the praise. He has done great things, and he deserves all glory. I think back in my life, I've been through a lot of hardships. Just growing up with a medical condition, I know that God has done a lot for me, and I do thank him and I praise him. And even when I wake up in the morning, I always give God a praise, thank you, because it's not promised to any of us to wake up. So, you know, this, I try to apply it to my life, that I, in everything, I give thanks. And I just look at Job and how he responded, and I feel like this is a great example of how Christians, in particular, should respond no matter what. And I just love the ability of Job to respond in this way, and I just want to follow in his footsteps. no matter what we're going through in our life, we should still give God praise because he is a great redeemer and is responsible for saving our souls as Christians. Now, if we go on further in the chapter, we see, and I want to point out in Job 1, 21 and 22, this is the key verse for me in the chapter. It says, "Naked came I out of my mother's womb, and naked shall I return thither. The Lord gave, and the Lord hath taken away. Blessed be the name of the Lord." In all this, Job sinned not, nor charged God foolishly. So this is really important to me. I know a lot of times we ask God, why? If something's happened, why do bad things happen to us? It is human to question, but we must also learn to trust in God and continually uplift his holiness, even when things do not go the way we want. I'm going to go into this just because it's on my heart. When my father passed away, it's going on 2.5 years, I found myself questioning God. And I know that God knows everything and he has a plan for us. And I know that it was his plan for God to take my father, but it still hurts. And I know that he's in heaven, but I understand what Job must have been going through at this time. And I understand that for him to do what he did, it was hard for me, but I do realize that no matter what you're going through, God is there, and he is our advocate, and he will do abundantly for us if we ask. Amen. So this is not even the end of Job's suffering. If we go to chapter 2, Satan again asks, test Job further, like it wasn't enough the first time. He had to really go in. So Lord said unto Satan, Job 2, verse 2. And the Lord said unto Satan, "From whence comest thou?" And Satan answered the Lord and said, "From going to and fro in the earth, and from walking up and down in it." And the Lord said unto Satan, "Hast thou considered my servant Job, that there is none like him in the earth, a perfect and an upright man, one that feareth God and escheweth evil? And still he holdeth fast his integrity, although thou movest me against him to destroy him without cause." And Satan answered the Lord and said, "Skin for skin, yea, all that a man hath will he give for his life. But put forth thine hand now and touch his bone and his flesh, and he will curse thee to thy face." And the Lord said unto Satan, "Behold, he is in thy hand, but save his life." So when Satan forth from the, this is verse 7. So when Satan forth from the presence of the Lord and smote Job with sore boils from the sole of his foot unto his crown. And I'm going to go down to verse 9. Chapter 2, verse 9, "Then said his wife unto him, Dost thou still retain thy integrity? Curse God and die." And the next verse it says, "But he said unto her, Thou speakest as one of the foolish women speaketh. What, shall we receive good at the hand of God, and shall we not receive evil? In all this did not Job sin with his lips?" So when things are really going bad for us, you know there's other people around us who's going to give their opinion and try to sway us one way or the other. But again, even his own wife says to curse God and die. And even in this, Job says, you cannot have good and without evil, and he did not sin. And I appreciate like this spectrum that this chapter or this couple of chapters is showing us, that as he's going down and down and down, he's still lifting up the Lord. And this is just wonderful to see. And it brings me to my mind the chapter Romans 8:31. What shall we say then to these things? If God is for us, who can be against us? Job shows us that strong faith that helps him in times of struggle and pain. This is how we should act when times are the hardest. Though the world may seem like it is against us, God is always there for us. As I proceed to close the message, I want to leave you with these words, that we should give thanks in all things, no matter what we're going through. It may be tough, there will be hardships, but God is our advocate, he is there for us, no matter what, and it defines us the way we respond to hardships as a Christian. So in those tough times is when we should turn to him even more. And whether it be favor or failure, high times or hard times, whether we are balling or busted, God has asked us to be faithful servant like Job, who was able to lift God up even when everything was taken away from him, even his health. I read something that said, his troubles began in Satan's malice, which God restrained. His restoration began in God's mercy, which Satan could not oppose, which was good to see. At the end of the book of Job, we see that God does restore unto him everything two times, double what he had before. And this demonstrates the power of God and how he's able to give unto us what was taken away. We will be tested as Christians, but God has entrusted us to be those that say, blessed be the name of the Lord, in times of trouble. All this is written for our learning, that we under these and the like discouragements that we meet with, through patience and comfort of the scripture, may have hope. I hope that God will bless this reading onto our hearts, and we may look to Job and see the example of what he did when he was under pressure and how he rose to the occasion through God's help and assistance. And this is an example of how we also should lift up God at all times. Amen.